fairest maid of Kent, who never knew what kissing meant, until my master tempted me with gifts for my virginity. Long was I courted ere I'd yield, and when at last he won the field, he gave me a lawn handkerchief fine, declaring that it should be mine. Likewise a golden guinea bright, that he might lie with me one night. I granted his demand straightway, what lass alive could say him nay. He was right generous and free, bestowing such large gifts on me. Yet I did such a conscience make, that I would not his guinea take. My conscience said it was too much to take for just one single touch, and therefore when he laid it down, I took no more than one poor crown. The which he gave me then with speed, and thus we lovingly agreed that he should have my maiden head. I got new cording to my bed. For fear the old ones they should break, which would a sad distraction make, and cause a strange discovery of all my master's love to me. Clean sheets I likewise did provide, nothing was wanting on my side. Yet when he to my lodging came, alas, he could not play the game. Our game was single rapier first. Now when he came to give the thrust, a pass at me could not be made, he having such a limber blade. I bid him to his weapon stand, I crave no favor at his hand. Yet he was forced to sneak away before the morning break of day. Thus was my expectations crossed, and my dear master's labor lost, which grieved my very heart full sore, was ever made so balked before. One sorrow never comes alone, soon after this my dame did own the handkerchief which then I wore, saying that it was hers before. Then she did fly at me in brief, and told me I had played a thief. Your words I scorn, no thief am I, nor shall you catch me in a lie. This handkerchief not long ago my master did on me bestow, the night before with me he lay. Now where's the harm of this, I pray? The mistress flew and called her whore, and by the coif the maid she bore. Must you forsooth my partner be, when there's not half enough for me? Dear mistress, be not in a rage, you spake the truth, I dare engage. For though all night by me he lay, he could not one sweet lesson play. But straight in wrath replied her dame, you saucy slut, you are to blame in letting him lie in your bed. Suppose he'd not your maiden head. Forsooth, said she, had it been so, it might have proved my overthrow. But he can never hurt a maid with such a feeble, limber blade.